for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Three Inland Empire women have pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court to federal charges accusing them of using information belonging to other people, including California state prison inmates, to file for pandemic-related unemployment benefits. The U.S. Attorney's Office says each defendant caused at least $350,000 in losses. Those pleading guilty to wire fraud were 33-year-old Paris Denise Thomas of San Bernardino, 35-year-old Sequoia Edwards of Moreno Valley, and 42-year-old Maria Ramos of Colton. Their guilty pleas could bring each a statutory maximum sentence of 30 years in federal prison. 6-year-old Aiden Leos, who was killed in a road rage shooting, will be memorialized at a zoo. Aiden Leos liked the zoo, and now he'll always be a part of it. On Monday, the Orange County Zoo announced that a plaque with a photo of the 6-year-old will be placed at a new large mammal exhibit that's scheduled to open next year. His family says the zoo was a special place for the boy. Aiden was shot on May 21st in Orange as his mother drove him to kindergarten. Two people have been charged in connection with the shooting. California is flipping the switch today, ending a long list of COVID-19 restrictions. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon looks at how Governor Gavin Newsom will meet this new moment in the pandemic.
On California's big reopening day, Newsom is ready to usher in a new chapter.
One of hopefulness and confidence that the best days are not behind us, but the best days are ahead of us.
But there are a few stains on Newsom's pandemic record, says GOP political consultant Rob Stutzman. Things like the constant backlog at the state unemployment agency and the ever-changing restrictions on businesses.
I still think the whipsaw that he put restaurants in particular through, letting them have outdoor and then closing it after they had invested in all that was just awful.
Stutzman worked as a spokesman for former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He says for the most part, though, the governor has handled the past year well. He says Newsom refrained from politicizing the coronavirus, and California's case rate has stayed low for several months now.
And he's got some wind in his sails. I think the enthusiasm for the recall is not what it was probably about 4 months ago. It's still a real threat to him that he has to be conscious of.
Democratic lawmakers are angling to move up the date of the recall, which could place the election in late summer or early fall. Stutzman adds that one wild card around that time will be schools. Newsom's pushing public school districts to fully reopen, but Stutzman says if students aren't back to classrooms full time, it could hurt Newsom in the recall election, even among Democratic voters. For the Cap Radio Network, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Authorities in California's agricultural heartland weren't looking for a military assault rifle when they went to investigate the domestic assault case, but they found one. It was one of 26 AK-74s stolen a decade ago from Fort Irwin, an army base in the Mojave Desert. The guns were among at least 1,900 U.S. military firearms that an Associated Press investigation found were lost or stolen over the last decade. A popular Big Sur trail flanked by redwood trees that leads down through a gorge to a 60-foot waterfall is set to open Friday after a 13-year closure. A 2008 wildfire destroyed access to the Pfeiffer Falls Trail. Officials said Monday that the trail is ready for the public to enjoy after a $2 million renovation that fixed bridges, retaining walls, railings, steps, and signage. To protect sensitive habitat, California State Parks and Save the Redwoods League officials replaced more than 4,150 square feet of asphalt and concrete and 7 stream crossings. In their place, they built a 70-foot-long pedestrian bridge that spans the Pfeiffer Redwood Creek Ravine and offers dramatic views. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.